Divine Shepherd Lutheran Church and School in Black Hawk, South Dakota, is happy to share God's Word preached for you by Pastor Randy Sturzenbecker. We pray that you will rejoice in Christ crucified and resurrected for you. The waters of baptism, the Lord's Supper, and the forgiveness of sins, all for you, from Jesus.
Our Old Testament reading this morning is from the book of Ezekiel, chapter 34. For thus says the Lord God, Behold, I myself will search for my sheep and will seek them out, as a shepherd seeks out his flock when he is among his sheep that have been scattered, so will I seek out my sheep, and I will rescue them from all places where they have been scattered on a day of clouds and thick darkness. And I will bring them out from the peoples and gather them from the countries and will bring them into their own land. And I will feed them on the mountains of Israel, by the ravines, and in all the inhabited places of the country. I will feed them with good pasture, and on the mountain heights of Israel shall be their grazing land. There they shall lie down in good grazing land, and on rich pasture they shall feed on the mountains of Israel. I myself will be the shepherd of my sheep, and I myself will make them lie down, declares the Lord God. I will seek the lost, and I will bring back the strayed, and I will bind up the injured, and I will strengthen the weak, and the fat and the strong I will destroy. I will feed them in justice. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Please read with me the catechetical review on the inside folder. The Office of the Keys. The Office of the Keys is that special authority which Christ has given to his church on earth to forgive the sins of repentant sinners, but to withhold forgiveness from the unrepentant as long as they do not repent. The epistle reading this morning is from 1 Peter, the second chapter. For to this you have been called, because Christ also suffered for you, leaving you an example, so that you might follow in his steps. He committed no sin, neither was deceit found in his mouth. When he was reviled, he did not revile in return. When he suffered, he did not threaten, but continued entrusting himself to him who judges justly. He himself bore our sins in his body on the tree, that we might die to sin and live to righteousness. By his wounds you have been healed, for you were straying like sheep, but have now returned to the shepherd and overseer of your souls. This is the word of the Lord.
Please stand for the reading of the Holy Gospel. This is the Gospel according to St. John, the 10th chapter. Lord. Jesus said, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. He who is a hired hand and not a shepherd, who does not own the sheep, sees the wolf coming and leaves the sheep and flees. And the wolf snatches them and scatters them. He flees because he is a hired hand and cares nothing for the sheep. I am the good shepherd. I know my own, and my own know me, just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father. And I lay down my life for the sheep. And I have other sheep that are not of this fold. I must bring them also, and they will listen to my voice. So there will be one flock, one shepherd. This is the gospel of the Lord. You may be seated. Grace, mercy, and peace be yours through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. All we, like sheep, have wandered and gone astray. We have turned, everyone to his own way, and the Lord has given him the iniquity. We see scripture is full of references about animals, especially sheep. Today, we have these beautiful readings from scripture that speak of the relationship of the sheep with their shepherd. So I looked up some things about sheep, and because of that, I have a greater appreciation for the challenges faced with dealing with these animals. So if any of you out there, you know more about the sheep than I do, that if you but here's some things I found out that I thought was interesting. Sheep have no sense of direction. They have the same herd instinct common in many animals that they will just follow the leader. Sometimes this may result in a very bad ending. There's a story from eastern Turkey of a herd of sheep, about 1,500 in all, that followed each other over the side of a cliff as the shepherds were resting and eating some lunch. Miraculously, many of them survived, for the first 400 that went over provided a nice pillow for the rest that fell on top of them. Here's something else. Sheep can't get up without help. They will sometimes turn over on their backs with their legs in the air flailing. Interestingly, there's an old English shepherd's term for this. It's called being cast down. Sheep are emotional and they recognize their shepherd's voice. They have this remarkable instinct and they can easily detect strangers. And they tend to stick up for one another. Sheep are not meant to carry burdens. You'll never see a sheep carrying loads or packs on their backs. Sheep like to take the easy way out from time to time. If they're thirsty, they'll drink muddy water that's right in front of them rather than waiting for the cliff that's just a few feet from them. They seem to be content with being in filth. When they're lost, they have a tendency to lie down and they freeze in place. Sheep cannot care for themselves when they're wounded. Unlike dogs or cats, they're unable and they don't lick their own wounds. Sheep, however, are valuable. They are today, and they were especially in the time of Jesus, as they provided meat, milk, and wool. And still we see that today. So let's take a look at the role of the shepherd, a good shepherd. Typically in Jesus' time, the shepherds stayed with the flocks and slept with them there under the stars. When a sheep was lost, a shepherd would find that one sheep and after finding it, carry it upon his shoulders back to the safety of the flock. A good shepherd will bind up the wounds of his sheep and he'll nurse and look after them as they heal. If they were cast down, that is, if they were on their backs with their legs up in the air, flailing, okay, he would get them back on their feet and restore them back to the flock. And the shepherd never places a burden on his sheep. Sheep scare easily of sounds, and rushing water is one of those sounds. So the shepherd leads his sheep to the still waters. You hear that in Psalm 23. He leads them to the cool grass to graze and rest beside still waters. If they're in harm's way, the shepherd will put himself between a predator and his flock if need be, and if he must, the good shepherd will give his life for the sheep. Hear again the words of the prophet Isaiah. All we, like sheep, have wandered and gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. Not just one or some, but all of us. The scripture tells us that we are like sheep. We're not so smart. So like sheep, we have all gone astray. We have all turned aside from God. We have run from him, breaking the first commandment, certainly, not putting our fear, love, and trust in God above all things. We're really good at going our own way and doing our own thing or going along with what the rest of the world does, even if it means following everybody over the proverbial side of a cliff. And it all just begins there as we break the commandments in the first table of the law, and then in our sin, we don't love our neighbors as ourselves. We end up breaking all of the commandments. We cannot free ourselves from this. But who took on the punishment of what we so deserved? The Father saw fitting to lay upon his own Son, our Good Shepherd, the iniquity of us all. He took upon himself the punishment that we deserved. In the gospel reading for today, Jesus says this, "I am the Good Shepherd. The Good Shepherd lays down his life for the sheep." He goes on to say again, "I am the Good Shepherd. I know my own, and my own know me, just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father. And I lay down my life for the sheep." So what does our Good Shepherd do for us, we, his sheep? He binds up our wounds. When we cannot take care of ourselves, he cleans us up. He puts upon us his healing balm and watches over us. We've all got things that trouble us because of our sin. Perhaps for you it's a relationship, marriage that's on the rocks, any number of vices. Pick one: alcohol, drugs, and so on. Physical issues, whether it be cancer or any number of things, habits, hang-ups, work, other family troubles and issues, your own doubt, disbelief, and despair. And the list goes on. The sin that continues to so easily beset you traps and ensnares you. The sin that you struggle with, that you think, if someone found out this about me, they'd think I'm some kind of freak. Nobody would understand. Dear saints, hear the good news. Christ the Good Shepherd has given his very life for your sins on the cross. All of your mess, all of your struggles, he died for each and every one of them. There is nothing that was not laid upon him. For again, as the scripture says to us, the Lord laid upon him, that is his son Jesus, the iniquity of us all. This good shepherd comes right into the middle of your mess and declares that you are forgiven. Right there. He declares that you are free and rescues you from the bondage of sin and death. When you are paralyzed with fear and doubt, he picks you up and carries you to safety. He takes you and binds up your wounds. When you are cast down, he comes and sets you back on your feet and on the right path and brings you back to the fold. He never leaves us nor forsakes us. He beckons you to cast all your cares upon him, for he cares for you. You were never meant to carry those heavy burdens of sin. He defends you against the predator, the devil, that comes to devour you and tear you to shreds. But the enemy has no power over you or authority over you. The Good Shepherd has given his very life for you to save you from the wrath of your sins and the devil. That's how valuable you are to him as the sheep of his flock. And now you are not in want because the Good Shepherd provides daily everything that you need. Today, in our time, in this time, our Good Shepherd still leads beside the still waters and he restores your soul. How does he do this? He calls you to the waters of your baptism, and he still comes to you in his very body and blood, feeding you there beside the still waters. Through his word, we hear his voice. Jesus says, I know my own, and my own know me. We, the sheep, know the voice of the shepherd. We know him because we belong to him, and we know that he will lead us in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Christ is risen. The good shepherd is alive and dwells with us today. Dear saints, rejoice that the good shepherd will never leave you nor forsake you, as was promised in your baptism. Even though we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, we know that he is there right in the midst of our darkness. It was into this dark world that he was born, to be crucified for the forgiveness of your sins and for my sins. And now we can declare, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. The Lord, the good shepherd, the giver of life, promises that he will guide you and direct you in all things in the here and now, and you will dwell with him in his house forever. On the day when we all are finally set free from this world of sin and the troubles of this life are over. In the name of Jesus, amen.